My name is Nikki, and I'm from Bismarck. And the Celebrate Your Man conference was such an enlightening day for me, and I learned so much about being vulnerable, about opening up, and just creating a new perspective on relationships as a whole. And I'm super grateful for this day to be here and to have learned so much about how I can show up and take responsibility for my actions as a woman. And you're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch show.
You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 32, we talk about easy ways to grow your child's faith. Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, the co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, a life coaching company dedicated to empowering women to overcome, all from the comfort of a cozy sofa.
So today we want to discuss the topic of faith and family. And specifically, we want to talk about growing a child's faith from an early age in easy and fun ways. Because let's face it, life gets really busy. And unless we're intentional about teaching children about faith, we can forget. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they're in their teenage years or they're leaving the home and you're like, oh, oops, maybe I should have done a better job about that. So today we want to give you some great tips for growing your child's faith. And right off the bat, we want to say that this is not just for parents.
No, this is for everyone.
This is for everyone, because whether you have a child in your home or not, there are children all around you. Or for most people, there's children in your environment, whether it's friends' children, whether it's coworkers, or maybe in a church environment, that you are exposed to children all the time. And whether you realize it or not, you have influence over those kids.
And we especially want to invite the moms and dads who maybe they have some hurting hearts because they've lost a child either through a miscarriage or through a tragedy when their child was younger or older. Whatever reason, we want to invite you to just hang in there and listen, because you might learn something today that maybe will help bring some more healing down the road.
And, you know, there's just something really amazing about the faith of a child. It's awesome to witness, because kids are really innocent and full of hope, and they're completely trustful, and they're just secure in the fact that God loves them. They don't question that like us adults do sometimes. They just take it on blind faith, and I think that's why God talks about it in the Bible, that we're supposed to be like children when it comes to our faith. And it's really our job as adults to nurture and grow this faith in a child. And believe it or not, most of what I'm sharing today, I actually got out of the book of Judges.
That's really kind of funny.
Yeah, because
I wouldn't have thought that would be a parenting.
You wouldn't think you'd get parenting advice from the book of Judges, because it's not exactly like an easy read. It's not the one that you think of. You're like, oh, I got to really get into my Bible. Let's open up Judges.
Right. So- I mean, there are some pretty good stories in there. But
there are, because, and I think that's, people forget the kind of stories that are in there. But, you know, in the midst of the children of Israel disobeying and the battles and the victories, the stories and everything, Judges really comes with some heavy words for people who have influence over children. And that's parents, that's teachers, that's anybody that has influence over the life of a child, and how to cultivate faith or squash it. And I want to read you this verse out of Judges 2, verse 10. After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, which means nicely that they died, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
I totally know where you're going with this after reading this, and I am just excited of what you caught.
Well, there's a lesson there, and I'm hoping you guys caught it too, but just in case you didn't, I want to tell you specifically what this says. It means children will not learn about God through osmosis.
Do you know the definition of osmosis?
I think so. Isn't that the water? I don't know.
It's just not going to seep in and happen on accident.
It's how water permeates into a...
It's not the exact definition, but...
We are not scientists or biology majors, obviously. So, but I think the word works, right?
It does, yeah. Just in case somebody didn't know what it meant.
But it really means that a whole generation of parents completely forgot to tell their children about God, and death and destruction waited those children. Because once once that generation died off, the next generation coming up, it says right in there, had no idea about God. And let me share with you just a little history lesson about that generation that died off. This was the generation that God delivered out of Egypt. They were the ones that walked through the Red Sea when the Red Sea parted and the Jordan River, and they enjoyed the victory over Jericho when the walls came tumbling down. These were people who experienced awesome, miraculous things firsthand, but they're the same generation who failed to tell their children about it.
When you put it like that, that just, that befuddles me.
I know. It's like, how can you not?
Why would you not tell?
Right.
I mean, that, okay, so we're talking like generation, so grandparents.
Grandparents, yeah. Right. Grandparents, not telling. Possibly parents, you know, were children.
But that's
that
kind of happening today.
It is.
We have an entire generation that is, maybe they are trying, maybe they're trying to tell, and the kids are just don't care.
Right.
Enough to listen. I don't know, but think about that. We don't sit here and ask our grandparents to tell us their stories.
I do it because when my kids were little, I started to realize that this was important to know the stories. But I remember talking to my husband at one point after I had been talking to his grandma and asking her some questions about her life and what life was like when she first got married and, you know, those kinds of things. He never even knew any of those things about his grandma. And I'm like, how did you not know those? But I think we run into the same problem that the Israelites did. You get busy.
You do.
And you forget. And you just assume that they understand, that the children watching you just are going to learn about God just by watching you. And that doesn't happen. We see it in here that even when you've walked through all of these miraculous things with God, if you're not intentional about teaching your children or teaching the children around you about God and the things he's walked you through, they're not going to know.
Yeah.
They're not going
to
know.
I love that. So you came up with 3 steps to help grow a child's faith. And we have in our notes that, just a reminder, this is not just for parents.
No,
it's for all adults.
Right.
I have adopted your kids as, I call them my nieces and nephews, which really confuses people who know that I'm an only child.
Right.
And that my brother-in-law and his wife don't have any kids right now.
Right.
And so they get really confused.
Yes.
But they
are. We adopted you guys in.
I've adopted them, and they really are. I love them like they're my own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a healthy thing to do when you have healthy friendships.
Right.
To love your friend's kids as though they really are your nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. Because it matters.
It does.
You need to have those relationships as well.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And there's a lot of kids who are growing up in chaotic environments and growing up in households that maybe are not speaking these kinds of things out loud. And if you have the chance to speak life and speak faith and speak truth over a child, you should really take up that opportunity and do that. If we can't encourage you to do anything else through this episode, but to find another child, a child in your life that you can love on and teach them about faith and teach them about the God who has delivered you from so many things. That's what we want to encourage you to do. Not only the children in your home, but those outside that you have influence over. But let me share with you the first tip. And that is straight out of what happened to the people of Israel. And that is share your story.
Mm-hmm.
Share your story. But also share the stories of Moses. Share the stories of Noah and Daniel and Esther and Paul and all those incredible people that are written about in the Bible. Mm-hmm. They need to know their stories, and they need to know your story.
Yes.
Share with them how you first learned about God. Tell them how God has worked in your life. And this is really an incredible way to teach your child, and it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy. All you're doing is telling what God has done in your life, and all you need to do is find a simple children's book about anything, or you just open up the Bible and you start reading about some of these awesome characters that are in the real life people. They need to know that the stories in the Bible are not just stories, that these were real people.
So how do you apply this?
So we read Bible stories at night. Mm-hmm. We've always done that. Most of the time, my kids will pick one non-faith type book. And then we always have a family devotional time where we do read stories. And a lot of times my kids always get like children's type Bibles.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have one, look for one like that, because that breaks down all the stories into a couple of easy stories that a children, I'm confusing all of
use
my
your words.
What am I trying to say? Things that are simple for children to understand. Yes. So they take big faith concepts and break them down, but they're because also they easy to go through.
Right. Because you need to do that. Obviously, you need to,
right. It's hard know, to, you know, baby start step judges your children. With your, right. Yeah. With your child. Your 3-year-old you will not appreciate exactly. the stories of judges that much.
And baby step them into, you know, the. It, would you say even baby step them into the truth about some of these stories? Because some of the details.
Yes.
In some of these stories will be hard for children to understand until they're older.
Absolutely. That's why I really encourage you to look for Bible stories that are written for children.
Right.
Because sometimes it is, they don't need to know all the details. The Bible is very specific about some of these other things and other
sins.
They
don't need to know about David and Bathsheba.
Right. They don't need
five.
To know the whole thing. They don't need to know until they're a little bit older. And one of the things I do is I share my own stories when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading a Bible story with your child and there's something similar that's happened in your life, now that's the time to share it. And we actually have a devotional Bible that was given to my daughter, my oldest daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I use it with all of ours. It's one that's for girls.
Yeah.
But I use it with all of them because in the end, it prompts you to share a story with them from your own life about that particular Bible
story.
That
is awesome.
And so it prompts you with questions. Like it'll ask, you know, as a mom, have you experienced this in your own life? How did that happen? What mm-hmm. happened because of it? And so those are the kind of prompts you want to look for because it's hard to just come up with, you know, your story that matches Jonah.
Right.
I mean, not everybody has a story that matches Jonah.
I haven't
There's
met
not many
a lot
people.
Of people who've been swallowed by a fish.
Right, exactly. So,
but I would like to.
But
I
we
really
can all relate
like.
To disobedience.
Right.
And we can all relate to maybe running from God when mm-hmm. he's asked you to do something that is difficult or is hard to do. So share your story.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're sharing your story with your kids. Number two is teach them how to pray. Did your parents do this when you were little? Did they have you?
They did. We, you know, I don't remember a ton of details of when they were teaching me things mm-hmm. because it's just always been a part of my life.
Right.
But I know that they taught me how to pray. And I was in Awana. And so you learn mm-hmm. how to pray and you learn how to memorize Bible verses. And
right.
You
right.
learn all those things in organizations like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this teaching them how to pray because there's a lot of adults who don't know how to pray.
No, it's actually really surprising to me sometimes when you're in a group of adults in a faith type of environment, whether it's a Bible study or a women's group or a men's group, where it's time to pray and all of a sudden it's like shock and panic goes through mm-hmm. the crowd because somebody's going to have to pray out loud.
Right.
And they don't want to.
Yes.
It's terrifying to them. And I didn't want to do that to my kids because my parents did a great job of, from the time we were little kids, being able to speak out loud and uh-huh. be able to pray out loud. And one of the things you want to make sure you're doing is that you give them a chance to pray their own prayers.
I love that because there's a lot of prayers that little kids know that are like, you know, sing-song prayers where
right.
everybody says the same thing.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. And those are important. We do both
right.
in our house. So like when we're praying over supper and stuff like that, we generally do the prayer we say every single night. But when we do bedtime, we do the prayer that we all say together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask one of my kids each night, who wants to pray?
Yeah.
And so then they'll say their own little prayer. I do have to, you have to guide a little bit depending uh-huh. on what age they are. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. And the 8-year-old can usually come up with her own.
Right.
But the 5-year-old, I have to guide him a little bit. You know, and then I say, tell God what you're thankful for, and then he'll repeat what he's thankful for. And so you do have to guide him, but it's important for them to learn at an early age that they can talk to God,
mm-hmm.
and they don't need you to tell them every single thing that needs to come
yes.
out of their mouth. And you hear the cutest little things when you do let them pray on their own, and the things that they're struggling with, and the things that are important to them. And, yeah, so teaching them how to pray out loud,
uh-huh.
in front of adults, in front of peers, in front of siblings, that kind of thing is really, really an important skill. And it'll help them be able to talk and communicate
yes.
as an adult without a lot of fear either.
And I love that. It goes into the episode that we just recorded, like two of them ago now,
mm-hmm.
of speaking words of life.
Right.
And one of the things that I was noticing in the Bible is that when Jesus prayed, he always spoke his prayers out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hit me because it's like, well, of course he would, because he understood that your words, once spoken,
right.
carry weight and they matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's awesome, you know, teaching kids to pray out loud. And
right.
prayers don't have to be this super, like, awesome, written down, amazingly put together thing.
No, they don't. They don't. And they also learn that they can stumble over their words and they
yeah.
can mess up and it's okay. We don't have to
totally.
Be perfect. And one of the other things that we do that kind of goes into this prayer and bedtime is that we started doing a blessing book
uh-huh.
as a family. And that's off of the whole 1,000 gifts concept, mm-hmm. which I can't think of what her name is, that author.
Anne
Voskamp.
Anne Voskamp.
Wrote this book, and really it's just taking that subject of thankfulness mm-hmm. and blessing and making it a part of your life. But we started doing this a couple of months ago as a family, and we have a family blessing book, and every night, not every night because I give myself grace, but as often as I remember to do it, we each write down a blessing, and that's something that's kind of helping them learn how to not only pray and say things out loud, but to look for those things during the day uh-huh. that at the end of the day, this is what I'm thankful for. And sometimes we have really funny things, like my 5-year-old likes to say funny things like, I'm thankful for socks, or I'm thankful for gum, or I'm thankful for like the cutest things. But, you know, it's also written down in a book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when my kids are older and they start having their own kids, they can go back and say, hey, grandma's got this great book about how I thought as a 5-year-old what was a blessing to me. And so that's just something that's mm-hmm. not only sharing your story, teaching them how to pray, teaching them how to say words of life. And it's really easy to do. It mm-hmm. takes, you know, about 2 minutes of your night to end on right. a thankful note.
And I love, you know, for somebody who's listening who doesn't have kids, or maybe they lost their kids, that this is something you can do for the kids in your life. You can pray for them.
Right, absolutely.
You might not be the one teaching them how to pray, mm-hmm. but you can also be that example of letting them see you pray right. when appropriate.
Right.
And also choosing to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing this 30-day prayer challenge on your blog.
We're almost done. We have a couple more days left.
And we're turning it into something. We're not quite sure yet, but it will be.
It'll be an ebook. It'll be available for you to be able to download. And that's
in the Big Blue Couch store, which is real now.
It is real. Woo! It's actually finally on there. But you don't have to have a child in your life right. to be able to do that, one that's biologically yours or in your home. You can pick any child that you want and insert their name into those prayers. There's 30 prayers mm-hmm. based right out of scripture, and, you know, teaching them how to pray is important, but yes. also praying for them yourself.
Yes.
And being specific.
So to end today's show, what is the third step to grow your child's
faith?
Okay,
so this is something fun.
And it's
enjoying God's creation together. And this is really just being intentional. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes. It doesn't take a lot to do this. So when you are outside, whether you're playing in the yard or you're at the zoo or you're at the park, just make it really natural for your child to find God moments mm-hmm. in their daily life. And what that means is talk to them about how creative God must be to make all the pretty flowers, or to make the clouds the shape that they are, or how amazing his creation is. And have fun. With God, have fun thinking about how God must have created all that. Mm-hmm. How much fun was that day when he created all the animals when you're at the zoo? And so make it natural for your child to find these small God and faith moments in their day, and just make play more than just play, where you're mm-hmm. also teaching faith and you're also teaching these things, but it's natural and it rolls right off the tongue, and your kids aren't like, oh no, mom's teaching me about faith again. Mm-hmm. It just becomes part of who they are, to look for these moments that seem ordinary but are really quite extraordinary.
I love it. So what are some action steps that you have for people today?
So I think the big thing we want to say is that growing a child's faith doesn't have to be difficult. We don't have to overthink it. You just have to be intentional and a little bit creative. And we want to invite you to join us actually on Facebook and tell us how you grow your child's faith. Mm-hmm. What is it that you do in your own home that grows your child's faith, or the faith of a child around you?
Mm-hmm. Or share that on the post too, if you're listening
to this. Right,
absolutely.
In the comment
Either
section
one.
Underneath the post. And we just really want to thank you for hanging out with us today. We love doing these shows with you guys, and we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.